You remember how. Ready? So for Once Upon a Time. Let's pitch again. I'm A flat. Why
A flat?
I'm A flat.
Isn't that A flat?
Oh, sorry.
Ready? Here we go.
The song. I'm really happy with your speedy breathing, especially Never Comes Again. That's well in keeping with the flavor of the thing. There are a couple of moments where I'd like the direction to be gentler and a bit slower, because she's helping you. And there are places where we need to sound less uptunish and more balladish. Okay, in some of the loud places. And I think it's a combination of her having told you her plan and you giving it back to her, but I don't think she told you exactly what she meant. Do you know what I mean? I think we're having to iron out the communication a little bit.
Yes.
The first thing I'd like to address is that initial Once Upon a Time. Will you sing to us how you mean that to go? The reason I'm asking for that is because your T of time didn't all land together. So we had a sink problem, and that's too early for us to be exposing ourselves that way.
Over here.
Yes.
Okay. Once upon a time, we were so in love.
All right. Now I want you to look at them and sing the once upon a time we were. So see, look where the T lands, all right? Okay.
Once upon a time.
All right, just like that. I'd like you to sing it back to her, just like that. In your own part.
Once upon a time.
Yeah, did you hear how completely the T was together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what I'm doing is identifying just simple pulse points where they loop all of it. Once upon a time.
Yes. But it's rubato, so the pulse points aren't static.
They're not. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So for us as singers on the risers, we have to learn what her plan is and learn where they go, rather than relying on how it feels. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. So let's do that one more time. Is there a breath or not here? Before we were so. Okay. I heard many of you breathing. Yes. So I'd eliminate that from your personal breath plan and sneak one somewhere else.
Right.
All right?
Right. So you know that breath plan is online. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Please, again.
Yeah, here we go. Ready? Here we go. Write the once upon a time.
Once upon a time.
Pre-thong, the W's and the Y's often have a little sound that precedes the pretend consonant, the oo-wee, oo-wee. So, what I'd like that to sound like, can I have a fresh pitch, please? Once upon a time, we were so... Did you hear the oo in there? We were so... It's tiny, but you need it, and we all need to do it together. Once upon a time, we were so. All right, nice diphthong on time, and then oui.
Oui.
Oui, like you're French. Oui, oui. Yeah? And then, so gets a diphthong, oh, in love, plenty of when you're finished. Look at all those elements in that one tiny little line. It's just gooey, isn't it? Your expression judge is going to flip if you do all that stuff.
Really, really lovely.
Good to it again.
I like that sound, too.
They can do it again?
Yeah.
So good.
Once upon a time.
Almost all the elements. Did you feel that?
Yes.
Yeah, that was good. Don't forget the time. Okay, time. We were so in love.
Yeah, exploit them. Exploit them. You have permission.
Good, do it again.
All right,
here we go.
Once upon a time.
Make sure that your sound stops before your lips come open after love, because you'll get love. Right? Love. All right? So, if you know that you have a tendency to do that, that's how I know to fix you, is because it's one of my problems, too. So, be mindful that you don't do that. I'd like to add one other thing to the beginning. Your first once also has a pre-thong. And if we add that at the front, it will keep it from sounding pounced upon.
Okay.
Once upon a time, once upon a time. Do you hear?
Yes.
It's tiny, but it makes a big fat difference. Good, let's do it again. You're so skillful.
some were a little quick, I think, one or two, were a little early. And it was good.
Yes. So you see how much smoother that once is on the entrance when you put that little ooh in the front. Good. Go for it.
Once upon a time.
As you're directing the swipes, you're bringing your hands in each time. Do you intend the volume to decrease each time you bring your hands in?
I am trying to incorporate some kind of forward motion, just so that it's not static.
Okay.
Too much?
So what they're perceiving, I think, is
love.
And
yes.
I think that's too
yes.
much. So
yes.
Love. Maybe continue the outward movement, but
okay.
with a...
A little less,
yeah.
Little less volume in the accordion.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try again. Good.
Here we go.
Did you see
that?
Yes.
Once upon a time.
We'll go on. Fair warning. The first word of the verse is woods, right?
Woods.
Yep. Because the first time through, I wrote counts right here.
Yeah.
Once upon a time! So you're mad, right? You're angry at him. All right. Here's another warning for you. At the verse, once upon a time, by the time you got to eyes, it sounded air deprived. So some of you aren't breathing often enough because the sound of you is changing as you run out of air. You know how that sounds? Yeah. So I'm hearing it, and it's not all of you, but enough of you that I'm getting a perceived change in the sound. So breathe early and often, but not where you're not supposed to.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Okay.
Yes.
Once upon a time.
In the Once Upon a Time, a Boy. So, will you sing at them how you want it to go?
Once upon a time, a boy with moonlight in his eyes.
Okay, so it's the, again, the T of time, the B of boy, and moonlight. We got to make those consonants line up. All right, so one more time to them, please.
Once upon a time, a boy with moonlight in his eyes.
Okay, your turn.
Right there.
Yep, right,
right
there.
Right after.
Once upon a time, a boy with moonlight in his eyes.
Now, a suggestion for you. Because we're all in the basement here, I'd like to have that decrescendo just a bit. After moonlight in his eyes. So that can be tender and intimate. That held his hand in mine.
Yep,
I'm happy to. Now, the trick is, you still have to sound like yourselves when you're singing softly.
Yes, you do.
So, what I'd like for you to do is, let's have the key, please. leads, tenors, baritones, basses. Just sing ah. Good. Now what I want you to do is sing that on a, do you do 1-5 dynamics here or?
Yes.
Do you? Okay. I'd like you to sing it on a 4, and then we're going to go to 3, to 2, and to 1 without changing the quality of your voice.
Okay.
All right, you'll do that by sending it more forward as it gets softer and adding more diaphragmatic pressure. All right? On a 4. 3, 2, 1. Does it still sound like you to you?
Yeah.
That actually was quite good.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually.
Now, the trick is to manage to do that in context.
It takes a lot of control.
It does take control. This is a car toy for you. I'd like for you to practice that on your own voice at random places in your range, going from a loud volume to a soft one that sounds the same as your real voice instead of the, you know, that, oh, say soft.
Okay.
Which is not the sound that gives us good chords out here, you know. So let's begin again. Once upon a time, when you get to held his hand in mine, I'd like you to access the 2 that you just say. All right?
Okay.
Once upon a time, a boy with moonlight in his eyes held his hand in mine and said he loved me so.
What do you think about that?
I think it was very good. And now I make sure that I still hear lift in the lower part of the range.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, worry, we're getting your default territory.
Okay.
So, but I guess I shouldn't worry if it doesn't happen.
Well, right. That, so if it doesn't happen, it means they've mastered it.
Yeah.
Well, and now you know it's one of her worries, so I would work quickly to fix that if it's one of your issues.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
All through your mid-range, lower range, the elevator shaft stays intact no matter what floor it's on. Okay?
Will you pause a bit before the he loved me so? Let the baritones have a breath. So that we well,
let's check it out.
Okay, well, here's the reason. So that you know what I'm thinking. I'm a music judge, for those of you who don't know or remember. And part of the thing is the embellishments are put in to show off something, to highlight a part or get somebody to do something interesting. We need to let the audience know it's coming by taking a breath so they hear that, oh, there's a new event going to happen. The rest of you are holding, so you're no longer interesting. So, you can actually turn your volume down just a little bit when the baritones breathe and sing, he loved me so. Because at that point, they're the cello, and that's what we're listening to. And it's yummy and gorgeous.
It really is. I love those little solos.
So, a touch longer before you bring them in.
Okay.
So we can enjoy the chord, then the chord is going to turn itself down just a hair when the baritones begin to sing.
Okay.
All right? You can all pay me a quarter on the way out.
That's right. I'll take one from the same place.
Yes, please.
Upon the time, here we go.
Once upon a time.
So the baritones, her first move to you is going to be your breath, then she's going to bring you in, but it's going to be later than you think.
Yeah. The drawback, because I get right into the moment with you, and I really need to be thinking ahead. But you sound so good. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. You do sound really good. Give yourself a hand. That's amazing. It's great when the director thinks you sound good.
I really do. I enjoy it, but I got to remember. Give them more time.
Once upon a time.
You don't have to tell them to carry over because they're going to. They know that. So. Up-tune-ish. Go! Yeah, exactly. Like, who goes there? So, very long ago. Yes. Let's get very long ago. We're going to know what it is. We've already heard the song. You know? So, just go easy on the G and sing with your warmest tone right there because you're on your own. Right? Good, let's do that all over again.
I did it more.
Once upon a time, a boy with moonlight in his eyes held his hand in mine and said he loved me so.
Because it sounded out of context with the stuff on either side of it, because it was so tender. All right. Now, for the trio, while the baritones are enjoying their moment in the spotlight, when they get to me, he loved me, they're going to grow that a bit, and as they do, the rest of us should as well. You've done the right thing, because you're coming up on that so, and you're all growing through it, but it needs to begin just a little sooner. He loves me so. We should all go in there.
Yes.
All right? Good, let's do that all over again. Now, check your tuning.
Yeah.
Because the key center is relatively stable, but there's a lot of interior stuff that's going awry. The chords aren't as clean as they could be. So make sure that the whole section sounds like a section. Listen to the voice of your section, see if you can find it in your ear, and sing on the high side of everything. All right?
Yeah, listen to the pitch, all right? We revolve around that. That is our song. All right? Right after the intro, here we go.
Once upon a time, a boy with moonlight in his eyes held his hand in mine and said he loved me so.
That's the thing. That's a singer thing. They have to know that, all right? You have to know that when the baritones get to me, there's a gradual crescendo. That time was a bit abrupt. Did you feel it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so now you know your own strength. You're stronger than you think. So be a little more gentle with it. It doesn't get all the way turned up until everybody lands on so, and then the whole chord grows. All right? Just a little tender swell on the me. He loved me, so then go. All right? Do it again.
Okay.
better. Thank you.
Once upon a time.
Hand to use.
Yeah.
Let's do it all over.
Right. Right. I actually have to practice in front of the mirror too, believe it or not. There we go. Okay.
Once upon a time, a boy with moonlight in his eyes held his hand in mine and said he loved me so.
But I suspect she's telling you exactly where it is. And I think some of you are a bit eager.
You
told me about the baritones? Yeah. Baritones move, and so do the leads and the tenors. Yeah. See, everybody moves with the basses.
No, we changed that.
You changed it?
Measure 20, the leads and the tenors do not go down. They stay
down. Oh. Oh, well, then we can't move the baritones.
Just the baritones.
Well, we can't, because then they double with the tenors.
Let's check it out.
We just follow
the okay. Measure 20. Take a look at that first chord. Thank you. All right. Now C. See, this is okay because we're doubling the key note. And it's do of the chord. When we get down here, we're doubling the fifth, which is not as desirable if the tenors don't move. Because here, they've got all three parts moving.
That's not in the learning track, right?
The learning track sings it doesn't make a change.
Right.
So that's what we change.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. We can try that. You think it's more? It's better.
I do.
Okay.
I do think it's better. Because of.
We'll go back to the learning track.
Oh, yeah. Back to the music.
I'm to the
back
music.
To the music.
To the
yes.
Music. Yeah.
So tenors and leads. That means you're going to sing "Once Upon a Time" or
"Time."
Oh, sorry, not a tenor anymore. It's a bit frightening. So that everyone will be swiping together.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Let's try that. Does everybody understand what to do there?
Yeah.
All right. So why don't we take it from.
Start from the basses go.
It is.
Did you I'd like you to do that.
Yes.
I'd like you to hold the a bit.
Yeah. Now,
well, I move. Have you been breathing now? What I would do is move the breath to after sat.
Yeah, we weren't.
Okay.
It seemed as though this took a little more. They'll have to adjust their breathing.
Okay. That'd be lovely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's
all right.
Do that.
Gird your loins, girls. You need more air.
Great. You're doing so awesome. Really. Love you. Where'd you go? This is.
Yeah, the keynote is your note on go. You're on the same pitch.
Your sense above. Here we go.
Lovely, and good sensitivity from the top three parts. I really would like some single M on that time, this time, after the swiping.
Okay.
Expression judge again. She loves that stuff. Because the emotion of the song is often in the singable consonants. You know?
Yes, word sounds.
Yeah. Yes. Again.
Thanks. Okay, here we go.
I like the interpretive plan you've chosen, but you as singers need to know that there's no parking, right?
Yeah.
You're sitting on all and doing nothing. It should have some kind of an emotional swell in it.
Right. And
counting
and I would
all
like to
the stars.
Piggybacking on that, that doesn't mean accelerate to the L, okay?
No, right. It does. It means that ah vowel that you're singing needs some up and over. You know, the water over the rim of the bird bath or some kind
bubble
of like energetic bubble or whatever you call those. Just a right, exactly. You know how when you get silly putty and you go, and it goes up the top? That's it. You need some silly putty at all. Just saying. Good, again, same thing.
Okay, go.
For you, as I'm listening to it the first time through, it feels like it's in a hurry. So I think that we can afford to relax your clock a little bit. Because I think you're concerned about forward motion, and that's
yes.
appropriate in a song like this. They're not having forward motion trouble.
Okay.
So we can take some places and play with the meter a little bit so it feels a little gooey.
Good.
Yeah. Yep. Nope, we're doing good. I'll tell you. Because that pattern phrasing is in my category. And it's not getting me. Yes. But you have Marge Bailey, and she's an expert, so yeah. Good. Yeah, she's an older expert than me.
There we go.
Yes, okay. You did great. Did you hear all with that little swell?
Yes.
Doesn't that feel better?
Mm-hmm.
It's constant, that constant feeling that there's air spinning under the sound all the time. That's great. I stopped you because I'm wondering if we can't...
I'm waiting for the dawn.
Can you make the T-H apostrophe instead of a real word? Because it sounds, and waiting for the dawn.
And waiting for the dawn.
And then I'd like for you to hold the baritones for the dawn. So they have the same...
That's a basis.
So we minimize the again, hold four just a bit. TH apostrophe.
Okay.
Yep, sure. The once upon a time is waiting thing.
There we go.
Once upon a time.
With the baritones singing Dawn.
Okay.
All right. And let's listen.
Yep.
All right.
Good.
Flexibility.
Once upon a time.
Same thing needs to happen on tree that you did on all, because you've got a little linger on tree.
Now the tree is gone.
All right? So it needs that little bubble, and it is gone. Works just great. Yes. Now I want you to go back and do that whole section one more time. Press save on what you've done. We're going to add those couple of things. As we're going on, I'd like for you to be careful about the R and rustled in the air. It sounds angry. How the trees rustled in the air. All right, so choose a gentler version.
That's because I can't stop reading quite well.
Well, so do it on the vowel. Accelerate on the vowel, not the consonant. All right, consonants should feel more like apostrophes than slashes through the music. Okay, back to Once Upon a Time with a swiping.
Once upon a time.
You can tune that first time better, can't you?
Yeah. There's that noise again.
But it's the risers and it bounces all back.
Oh.
Huh.
I never would have known.
There we go.
Once upon a time.
Once upon a time. tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
The R or the syllable?
The row.
No. I think she doesn't like that.
Well, it sounds, all the music around it is really elegant, and it sounds abrupt.
Well,
sounds a bit
let's
harsh.
Let's fix that. Let's keep it in your web.
It'd be okay if we can flick the R and emphasize the O.
We always laughed as if
tomorrow wasn't there.
Okay. Yes.
Tomorrow wasn't there.
Like that.
Right? Well.
It makes sense. It's valid.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, R is a single consonant, but it's not the most lovely of them.
Yeah.
And it makes you sound piratey.
R. I like that, too.
Well, I prefer piratey R for an up to.
R. Okay. So let's take it back to how the leaf trees rustled in the air.
Yep. Okay. Your R was great on rustled that time. Well done.
How the trees rustled in the air.
How the trees rustled in the air.
Please. Everybody got it now? Here we go.
Okay, wait. Let me ask a question. The tenors have a move on ha'au. Will you bring out the move? So we actually can hear it, because it sounds now like there's an accident, like something's happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just be purposeful.
Okay. Let's try that again.
How the trees rustle in the air.
Yeah. Okay. And I think tenors, it needs to be a bit faster. Because she's not wasting any time on how. So,
the trees.
Yes, right, and it should be. So, a texture change in the music.
Yes.
Yep. That's good. All right, do it again.
Okay.
How the trees rustled in the air. How we always laughed as though tomorrow.
It didn't have that feeling this time. Yeah, good for you. Let's do that whole section again and see if I still think that. Yes, how the trees.
How the trees.
How the trees rustled in the air.
Okay, no. That was not us together.
It was a little sloppy.
Yeah.
How the trees rustled in the air, how we always laughed as though tomorrow wasn't there. We were young, didn't have a care. Where didn't go.
I would amend is that where oh where release is a bit abrupt.
Where oh where.
It needs shape from you. All right, it needs an upward release. It sounds now like
where oh where.
You see? Yeah, it's too abrupt for that high point. We need that gentle taper.
Okay, so let's do that again.
Yep.
So we can get that. And as far as the space between where and did it go, is that short?
No, longer, I would say. Where, oh, where, if you're at your almost full volume, where, oh, where did it go?
Okay, taper it.
We were young, breath didn't have a care, or we were young, didn't have a care.
I'm hearing no breath from most of the singers, but I don't know what your real plan is.
We were young, didn't have a care. Yeah, take a quick breath. There.
Okay.
Yes. All right.
All right. If you're going to do that, can you make "We were young"? Make it a big deal. All right.
All right.
A bit longer and a bit louder on "We were young." Yeah. Then bring it back on "Didn't have a care." So you go "Where, oh, where?" All right. Because you're playing with them, right? Kamiya, Kamiya, Kamiya. Get away, get away, get away. So louder, 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 like that.
Okay.
Yes. Yep.
Okay, good. How the trees
rustled. How the trees rustled in the air. How we always laughed as though tomorrow wasn't there. We were young, didn't have a
can be longer if they justify it with a longer wear.
Okay. Wow. All right, let's do that again. Move with me and help with the sing.
How the trees rustled in the air, how we always laughed as though tomorrow.
Space and the right color, and the rest of us, the rest of us could think about once upon a time, once upon a time. She's looking for a foggier, mistier sound.
Yes, yes.
So, yes, that ethereal thing, think about making that dark and wispy, headed toward the back of your mouth. So if you're pronouncing it back here instead of up here.
Once upon a time.
See what that gets us. Sorry, I've been having some vocal difficulties.
That's awesome. No, that's
okay. These, I did it. I was in the wrong place.
Okay. No,
no spike. Sorry.
Okay.
All right.
So,
yes, yes. Make this a touch more deliberate.
How the trees
Can I have the leads and the baritones sing that? Basses, will you start at once and then get out so I can have the leads and baritones? I'm going all the way through How Happy We Were Then. So basses will get us started. Singing again, that's your last note, so again, make it a little nasty, and it'll make the cord pink. More teeth and just a bit, a touch of the nasal. Yeah. More, feel like that.
All right.
Yeah, same spot again if we would. I want to clarify that breath somehow. We're not all getting out, I think.
Once upon a time.
I think our bassist can tune it better than that, which require the rest of us to tune better. Now, I know we've been at this a bit, so I'd like for you to pull your bootstraps up and give us one really good, well-tuned last run-through of this before I release you from this particular activity. Let's do it again.